Today's daf is Sanhedrin daf ayin vav, and we are 6 lines from the top of daf ayin hey amid beis. So at the end of yesterday's daf, we started the new perek, the 9th perek in Masechta Sanhedrin, perek hanisrofim. Perek hanisrofim deals with the people that were chayiv sreifa. And the people that were chayiv sreif is a much smaller list than the people that were chayiv skila. Right in the last parak, we learned sugyas of Avodah Zarah, Kishuv, Chilul Shabbos, Baal Naira Murasa, Moilach, Ben Tzoru Moirer. Why? Because there was a Mishnah that mentioned the Niskolin. There were 18 Niskolin, and the Mishnah went through one by one. So this parak begins with the Nisrofin. There's only 2 people that are mentioned in the Torah as being chayiv sreif. And who is that? Someone that's Baal Chamoisai. And an Eshes Ish, that's a Bas Koyin, instead of getting Chenek, or maybe Skila, if she was a Naira Murasa, if she's a Bas Koyin, the Torah says, Be'esh Tisarev. So the first sugi over here deals with the Halach of Chamoisai. Now the Pasuk that says that Chamoisai gets Reifa is one Pasuk in the Torah. Ve'isha sheyikach es isha ve'es ima, zimahi, be'esh yisrefu oisai ve'esen, v'lo siye zima b'seichachim. But we saw in the Mishnah that even though the Pasuk literally is talking about one erva, the erva of Chamoisai, but really it means 9 arayas. There are 8 additional arayas that I learned out from the erva of Chamoisai. Bitoi, bas bitoi, ubas benoi. Bas ishtoi, ubas bito, ubas beno. Chamoisai, that's what's mefurish in the pasuk. Ve'em Chamoisai, ve'em chanov. And naturally, if the other 8 are not explicit anywhere in the pasuk, we're going to have to come up with some drushes to try to figure out where exactly they are referenced. And the Gemara brought a braisa that goes from Daf Ayin Hey Amid Aleph to Daf Ayin Hey Amid Beis that describes what exactly is the makar. Where in this pasuk do you come to the 8 other arayas that are mentioned? So we've been going through the braisa. The Gemara mentioned how you know bitoi, bas bitoi, Ubas benoi. The Gemara mentioned how we know bas ishtoi, ubas bita, ubas beno. And now we're going up to the next part of the braisa. The braisa had said, "Amar mar minayin lasois lemato kilomala." It's not clear what exactly that means. Minayin lasois lemato kilomala. Zok the Gemara, "My lemato kilomala." What do we mean? Ilem ubas beno, ubas bita, kibita. Do we mean to say that how do you know that lemato is kilomailo, that bas beno and bas bita are like bita? And just like if someone's ba'al bita, he's going to be chayiv tzreifa. How do we know that? So the Gemara had learnt it out on the top of the Omid from Gzeir Shava. So maybe the next part of the Brice is coming to say that bas bina and bas bita is going to be treated like bita. So just like someone that's born bita is chayiv tzreifa, so to someone that's born bas bita or bas bina is also going to be chayiv tzreifa. And again, how do you fit that into the words of lemata kilomaila? Lamata would mean one generation lower. Lamaila would mean a generation higher. So that lamata, the granddaughter, is treated like Lamaila, like her mother, like the daughter, Zakti Gemara, but that can't be pshat. Why not? Because Bahadi Adadi Ka'asin, the same limud that the Gemara had brought previously that taught us Bas Bita and Bas Bina teaches me Bita as well. So that can't be the Makar. Ella says the Gemara, Eim Chamov, the Eim Chamoisai, Ke Chamoisai. Maybe what it means is it's coming to teach us something else. Coming to teach us, how do you know that in addition to there being an erva of chamoisoi, there's also an erva of eim chamov ve'eim chamoisoi. So a person is not allowed to be with his shviger's mother or his shver's mother. And how do you know that? Maybe that's what the Gemara means. That's this limit over here. Minayin lasa is lemata kilamala. But the Gemara says, I have a problem with that. Because hai lemata kilamaila, lemaila kilamata havoi. That's not lemata kilamaila. That's the reverse. That's lemaila kilamata. You're learning the older generation from the younger generation. Lemata kilamaila sounds like you're telling me a younger generation is going to be nesrabah like an older generation. This is in the exact reverse. So the Gemara says, ti lemaila kilamata. You're right. It's a good kashin. For that reason, just change the girsa and the brisa, and that's what the brisa is coming to teach me. What the brisa is coming to teach me is the makar to the eim chamoisai and eim chamov. How do I know that? I know that from the gzeir shava that the brisa brings. But the point is, it's not lemata kilamaila; it's lemaila kilamata. But ihachi, the Gemara's kash is nemer kan zima, nemer lahalan zima. The makar the Gemara said is gzeir shava zima zima. The problem is, there's no way there's gzeir shava that teaches me eim chamoisai and eim chamov from Chamoisai. Why not? Because Umahash the Inu Lo Ksiva. It doesn't say Eim Chamoisai in the Torah, period. Zima the Du Ksiva. Could it say the word Zima in the parasha of Eim Chamoisai and Eim Chamov? It doesn't say Eim Chamoisai and Eim Chamov anywhere in the parasha. So there's no way that you can have Gzeir Shava. It says Zima sounds like it says Zima in the parasha. There's no parasha. It doesn't even exist. It's not Mefurish anywhere in the Torah that it's Aser. That there's an erva called Eim Chamoisa Eim Chamov. Amr Abaya, Sabaya said, Hachi Kamen. This is what the Braisa must mean. Again, the Braisa is coming to teach me Eim Chamoisa Eim Chamov. And the way you read the Braisa is, Minayin Lasi Shloisha Doiris Lamalo, Kishloisha Doiris Lamata. How do you know that the erva Lamayla goes three generations, just like the erva Lamata goes three generations? Nema Lamata, Zima, Venema Lamayla, Zima, Malamata, Shloisha Doiris, Af Lamayla, Shloisha Doiris. Where do you find that it goes three generations Lamata? Because a person has an iser bas ishtoi, and a person has an iser to be with his wife's granddaughter, bas pita and bas bana. So that she's already the granddaughter, is the third generation of his wife. So too, when it goes lamaila, it works the same way. There's an iser chamoisai, that's one generation, higher, which would be the second generation. And then the Eim Chamoisa, the Eim Chalav, would be the third generation. Uma ba'oinish asalamata kilamayla, afbazaranami asalamata kilamayla. Just like with regards to Oinish, we say that it goes three generations. Benegay the Azara, it would go three generations as well. Why do you need a Bazara? Because in ancient Elam came Azirin. If you have to have an Azara somewhere before it's in the Torah, that's what the Gzeir Shav is coming to teach me. So again, the Bryce had said, Minayan lasa is lamata kilamayla. We weren't even sure what lamata kilamayla meant. Says Abaya, what it means is the Braisa is coming to teach me where do I see or what's the makar that Eim Chamoisai ve Eim Chamov are going to be chayiv Sreifa. Chamoisai, that's mefurish in the pasuk. Eim Chamoisai ve Eim Chamov are not mefurish in the pasuk. How do I know it? The answer is Gzeir Shava Zima Zima. What does that mean, this Gzeir Shava? There's Gzeir Shava between the parsha of Chamoisai and the parsha of Bas Ishtai. How does the Gzeir Shava work? It says Zima by Chamoisai. It says Zima by Bas Ishtai. Just like by Bas Ishtai, it's Bas Ishtai and one generation lower. It goes down three generations. So to Chamoisai, it's Chamoisai on one generation higher. That's how you get the Eim Chamoisai ve'Eim Chamav. Rav Ashi said it differently. Now, what was the big doichik with Abaye's Pshat? The doichik with Abaye's Pshat was that Abaye was changing the Gersa in the Braisa. The Braisa said, Minayin Lasois Lemata Kilamayla. And really, if the makar that we're bringing is a makar for Eim Chamoisa ve'Eim Chamav, we're not proving that Lamata is Kilamayla, we're proving that Lamayla is Kilamata. So Rav Ashi said, Lo'ilam Kidiktani. Really, it's what the words in the Braisa is the way it is. Don't edit the Braisa. But the halacha that the Braisa is coming to teach me is the halacha of Eim Chamoisa ve'Eim Chamav. The problem is Eim Chamoisa ve'Eim Chamav is not Lamata. It's lamaila. So the Braisa shouldn't say lamata kilamaila. It should say lamaila kilamata. So the Gemara, my lamata, lamata be'isser. When it says lamata, what it means is lamata be'isser. It's a darga lower as it relates to isser. Meaning it makes more sense that chamoisai should be more chamer than eim chamoisai. Because eim chamoisai is one more degree removed from his wife. So it's considered lamata in that sense. It's a generation older. Your in-laws' parents are going to be older than your in-laws. So from that standpoint, it's lamayla. It's one generation closer to Sinai. But in terms of level of iser, it's considered lamata. It's not considered lamayla. So that's that part of the braisa. So that part of the braisa, minayin lasa is lamata kilamayla, whether it's lamayta kilamayla, whether it's lamayla kilamata, it's coming to teach me how you know eim chamoise ve'eim chama. But one thing that came from the Sol Sugya is that there's a gzeres shava between the parasha of Bas Ishtoi and the parasha of Bitoi. So that was yesterday's daf. There's a gzeres shava between the parasha of Bas Ishtoi and the parasha of Bitoi. What did the Gemara use the gzeres shava for? To tell me that just like Bas Ishtoi is Sreifa, so too, Bita is going to be Sreifa as well. So there's a Gzeir Shava between Bas Ishtai and Bita. So as if in Halacha, there's some similarity between a man's own Kroivim, as it relates to the laws of Arayas, and his wife's Kroivim, as it relates to the laws of Arayas. So the Gemara says, if that's the case, I have a big problem. Imahi Eim Ima Asura, Afu Eim Ima Asura. That means if we're going to equate a person's own relatives, L'inyan Arayas, to his wife's relatives, L'inyan Arayas. So you have to equate it, L'chura, L'gamre. You have to say they're exactly identical. The problem is they're not exactly identical. Because we just said that there's an erva called Eim Chamoisoy and Eim Chamov. It's a real erva. It's an erva deraisa. As a matter of fact, it's sreif. It's one of the eight additional arayas that are somehow included in the parish of sreifa that the Torah mentioned by Chamoisoy. Now, Eim Chamoisoy the Eim Chamov is another way of saying your wife's grandmother. Now, a man is not usher to his own grandmother. It's shniyos la'arayas. It's also midrabanan, but it's not also midrayisa. It's afraid the Gemara. If you're going to tell me that there's a gzeirah shava that compares a person's own kraven to his wife's kraven, le'inyan arayas. So why don't we say that just like a person is also to his wife's grandmother, so too should be also to his grandmother? You're telling me that bas ishto is kabitoi le'inyan treifa, for example. So that means there's a gzeirah shava. There's something that says the two parashas have to be the same. So why don't we say imahi, just like with regards to your wife, eim ima, her mother's mother, also known as eim chamoisai, asura midai raisa, even treifa, afu eim ima asura. Amar Abayis said, Amar Krada Pasuk says imcha hi. It says by the parash of ima, mishom ima yata mechayv yata mechayv mishom eim ima. In the parash of ima, there's a miut. It says imcha hi, only mother, not mother's mother. Even though in Svara or based on the Gzeirah Shavah, that's the way it should be. But Lemaisa, it's not the way it is. Abai gave a very straightforward teretz. Rava Amar. But Rava is the reason that today's daf is hard. Rava is going to say two things in today's daf that make today's daf hard. So Rava Amar, Rava said, no, the teretz is not so simple, Abai. It's a little bit more complicated. And really, Rava says that in order to fully appreciate the Gemara's teretz, we have to juggle four different variables. And Rava introduces us to two shailas. So one we've discussed at length here in Perek recently in the last 20-30 blot. The other is maybe something that we haven't. So working backwards, says Rava, there's machloikis in Shas, doin mina umina, or doin mina ba'iki ba'asra. Doin mina umina means that if you're going to learn something from another parasha, so you have parasha A and parasha B, and we're going to learn something from parasha B and apply it to Parsha A. So we're learning from B to A. A is the Lamed, B is the Melamed. When we learn a halacha, does it mean that you take all the details from B as well? Meaning you treat A as if it was B? Or no, we just apply the halacha that we're learning, and now that halacha is going to be governed by the details that govern Parsha A. So Parsha A has its own Shulchan Aruch, Parsha B has its own Shulchan Aruch, and now we're taking a detail from Parsha B, and we're learning Parsha A from Parsha B. So do we say that even though usually Parsha A is governed one way, and Parsha B is governed another way, but now that I learned this halacha from Parsha B, even though it's Parsha A, it has to be governed by the laws and the details of Parsha B? Or do we say, no, it doesn't necessarily work that way. You take from Parsha B the halacha, once you bring it to Parsha A, it now is subject to the laws that govern Parsha A. The mandama that says doin mina umina holds that if you're going to learn something from another Parsha, you learn the halacha umina, and every detail comes along with it. The mandama that holds doin mina va'iki ba'asra holds, you learn the detail, but ultimately you're going to be governed by the halachas of your own Parsha. That's the first. The second machloikis is when we deal with Sreifa and Skila, which is more chomer? Is Skila more chomer or Sreifa more chomer? The Stam Mishnah right in the beginning of Perek Abra Mises says that Skila is more chomer. Reb Shimon argued. Reb Shimon said that really Sreifa is more chomer. So Zachti Gemara, Rava Amar Rava said, Bein Laman Dama Doimino Mino, Bein Laman Dama Doimino Va'ika Ba'asra, La Yasya. There's no way you can make it work. This kasha that you want to have, what's the kasha? That a person should be usher to his mother's mother, his own grandmother, his maternal grandmother, as an erva deraisa, based on the gzeirah shava between bitoy and bas ishtoy. So if you're comparing bitoy to bas ishtoy, so we should apply it to lemaila as well, and say just like with regards to your wife's kraven, there's an iser im chamoisoy, so too there should be an iser with regards to your own kraven of im imay as well. Zok de Gemara, why not? So Mahi again. So bein lamanda amadoy mino mino bein lamanda amadoy mino vayki ba'asra leyasi lamanda amadoy mino mino mahi. So Rava speaks out the cheshbon according to mandama that holds doy mino mino emima asura. Right? You want to tell me that emima should be asur af hu nami emima yasura? If your wife's mother's mother em chamoisai is asur, then your mother's mother should be asur as well. Umina. Now if you hold doy mino mino, so what's that locha going to be by emima? That locha is going to be sreifa. Because what's the halacha by Eim Chamoisoy? Sreifa. So if doin mina, the iser, umina, and the details is going to be, there's going to be a chi of sreifa. So afu nami b'sreifa. So essentially what you want to have is that let's learn aim imoy is an erva, number one, and number two, that there should be sreifa, because that's the mandama, doin mina, umina. Zok to gemara, the mandama sreifa chamur, according to the mandama that holds that sreifa is more chamur, ikil mifrach, there's an obvious percha. Mali hi shekein ima b'sreifa, toima behu she imoy b'skiva. Chamoysoy, Isreifa, that's the Mishnah. Imoy is not Sreifa. Imoy is Skila. We had Imoy. We had it in the Mishnah in the Elohim and Eskalim. Because Imoy is one of the Eskalim. Imoy is Skila. Now, according to the Mandama that holds that Sreifa is Mochamor, how could you learn, says Rava, Aim Imoy from Aim Chamoysoy? Chamoysoy you see is Mochamor than Imoy. Because chamoisa is sreifa and imoy is skila. So lemando amas sreifa chamura, what does it mean? It means chamoisa is actually more chamur than sreifa. Though maybe it doesn't make sense, but that's the halacha. Chamoisa is more chamur than imoy. So if chamoisa is more chamur, maybe that's why there's an aim chamoisa. As opposed to imoy, hakao, maybe there's no aim imoy. Kasha number one. Kasha number two, va'oi, imoy beskila, aim imoy besreifa. It doesn't make sense. How could it be that it should be more chamur a grandmother than a mother? And a mother is skila. And if you hold doi mina mina, and you're going to learn aim imoy from aim chamoisai, what's the halacha going to have to be by aim imoy? The halacha is going to have to be sreif. If sreif is chamura, so that's another reason Rava says why you shouldn't be able to learn it out. Because how could it be that aim imoy is more chamur than imoy? Va'oid, and a third kasha Rava said, mahi loy chalakdaba bein imo le aim imo, afunami loy tachlikoi bein imo le bein imoy. Just like by aim chamoisai, there's no chilak between imoy and aim imo. What do you mean there's no chilek? They're both sreifa. So sota over here, by imay and emay, there should be no chilek either. And is going to have to, is inevitably going to be a chilek. Because imay, the Torah says skila, and emay, which you're learning from em chamoysa, if you hold doi mina mina, you're going to have no choice but to make it sreifa. So according to the manama that holds, that sreifa is mochamer, says Rava, if you hold doi mina mina, I have three reasons why you can't learn emay besreifa from Em chamoisa. Ulamanda maskila chamura says Rav. In kointed manda maskila chamura mehai kushaloi nedaina. The first kasha and the second kasha is not fair. The first two kashas are. What were the first two kashas? First kasha was how could you learn em imoy from em chamoisa? You see, chamoisa is more chamer than imoy. That's not true. It's only true if sreifa is more chamer. If skila is more chamer, either Rav, imoy is more chamer. The second kasha was how could it be imoy skila and em imoy sreifa? How could em imoy be more chamer? That's only a problem if you hold sreifa chamura. But if you hold skila chamura, then imoy is actually more chamer. So the first two kashas are only shver if you hold sreifa chamura. But the third kasha mehay kusha loy nedaina. The third kasha is a kasha. What's that kasha? Just like by chamoisay and em chamoisay loy chilakta, there's no chilak because chamoisay sreifa and em chamoisay sreifa. Then so too loy tachlik, you shouldn't make a chilak by Imoy and Aim Imoy. And there's inevitably going to be a chilek, because Imoy is Skila, and Aim Imoy is going to be Sreifa. Again, that's all if you hold Doi Mino Mino. So if you hold Doi Mino Mino, it's not going to work, says Rav. Manavshach. If you hold Sreifa Chamura, I have three reasons why it's not going to work. And if you hold Skila Chamura, I have one reason why it's not going to work. But regardless, it's not going to work. What about according to Mandama that holds Doi Mino Vaiki Basra? How would it relate to our Sugya? So Doi Mino, we're going to learn Aim Imoy from Eim Chamoisai, but Va'oiki Ba'asra. We're not going to say that if I'm learning it from Eim Chamoisai, it has to be Sreifa, just like Eim Chamoisai Sreifa. No, we're going to govern Eim Imoy based on what makes more sense in the parasha of Imoy. And what is Imoy? Skila. So if you hold Daimina Va'oiki Ba'asra, what you're going to end up with is Skila. So Mahi Eim Imoy Asura, Afunami Eim Imoy Asura, Va'oiki Ba'asra, Hasam Hu Debisreifa, Avalacha Beskila, Kida Ashkecham Imoy, it makes more sense it should be Skila. The Daimina Va'oiki Ba'asra, the Gemara says, makes a lot more sense for it to be Skila than Sreifa. Again, why? Because Imoy Alain is Skila, so it makes sense that Eim Imoy should be a Skila as well. But says Rava, it doesn't work either. Why? Lamandam is Sreifa Chamura, because according to the Mandam that holds that Sreifa is Mohammed and Skila, Ikilamifrich, you could ask, Mali Hishakain Imoy Besreifa, Taima Bahubi Imish Skila, same Kasha we had earlier. That how could you learn Eim Imoy from Eim Chamoisa? You see, Chamoisa is more Chamer than Imoy. Because Chamoisa is Sreifa and Imoy is only Skila. And according to the Mandama that holds Sreifa Chamura, that means Chamoisa is more Chamer. That's Kasha number one. For Oi, the Kasha number two, Hu Kihi. Mahi loy chilaktaba bein bita le'em ima, afu loy tachlik loy bein bita le'em imoy. So it's a little confusing in the Rishonim exactly what the second Kasha is. But The Yad Rama explains it very nicely. Yad Rama says, Doi Minova Iki Basra says what? That I'm going to learn Em Chamoisai from the parish of Chamoisai, and I'm going to apply it now to Imoy and say there's an Isser Em Imoy as well. But whereas Em Chamoisai Srefa, Em Imoy is going to be Iki Basra. What does Iki Basra mean? I'm going to let it be governed based on the laws of Imoy. Zokter Gemara, Mechatese Imoy. Maybe Shtelatu to Bitai. And Bitai is Besrefa. What's the point? The point is, all you really know is to shtelatu to one of the man's own kreifer. Chamoisa is his wife's relative. Imai or Emimai is his relative. Now, by your wife's relative, it's always sreifa. Bas ishto is sreifa. Bas beno bas bito. Chamoisa em chamoisa ve em chamo is sreifa. But by Imai, it's actually confusing. Because on the one hand, you have Imai, that's skila. But then again, you have bito, that's sreifa. So meheche teisi frek de gemara, shtelatu. Aim imoy to imoy and say va'oki ba'asra skila. Maybe shtel tzu aim imoy to bitoy and say va'oki ba'asra is actually going to be sreifa. And being that we have no idea how to learn it, and we don't have any more information, it must be that this limud is not a real limud. Because the Torah is not going to give you a limud that's not going to let you go ahead and enforce it. And being that we would have no idea what misa to give this person, should we give him skila, va'iki ba'asra, compare aim imoy to imoy? Or should we give him sreifa, say va'iki ba'asra, compare it to bitay? And we don't know exactly how to do that. So immediately you're out. So if you hold sreifa is more chomer than skila, there's two reasons why this doesn't work if you hold doi mina va'iki ba'asra. Number one, how could you learn aim imoy from aim chamoisa? You see, chamoisa is more chomer than imoy. Chamoisa is sreifa, imoy is only skila. Kasha number one. Kasha number two is, I don't even know what to do with it if I hold Va'iki Ba'asra. L'mandama Skila Chamura. And according to Mandama that holds, Skila Chamura, Mehai Kusha Loi Nidayna. First Kasha is not a Kasha, obviously, but the second Kasha is a Kasha. That second Kasha of, I don't know exactly how to deal with the Va'iki Ba'asra, that's a Kasha, whether you hold Skila's Mohammed, Sreifa's Mohammed. The bottom line is, the Kasha was, again, Chazar over the Kasha. We said that there's a Gzeira Shava between the Parsha of Bitoy and the Parsha of Bas Ishtoy. With regards to Sreif, Bas Ishtoy, we had a Gzeira Shava to the parish of Chamoisai that said that if someone's bald, that erva, the halacha is Sreifa. We had another Gzeira Shava that compared Bas Benoy and Bas Bitay, the man's own kreivim, to his wife kreiv, and said, just like by your wife's kariv, Bas Bitay, Bas Benoy, the halacha is Sreifa, so to buy your own kariv is going to be Sreifa as well. So the Gemara said, if you have this new Gzeira Shava that compares and equates a man's own relatives to his wife's relatives as it relates to the Arayas, then why is it that Eim Chamoisei, Eim Chamov is an Erva Deiraisa? It's Sreifa, it's one of the nine Arayas that are Nichlal in the Parsha of Chamoisei that our Mishnah said is a Chiyuv Sreifa, yet Eim Imoy, a person's own grandmother, is only Shnias Lairais, not even an Erva Deiraisa. So how could your wife's grandmother be an Erva Deiraisa and your own grandmother not be an Erva Deiraisa? Now, to just ask the Kasha based on common sense, that's not something you can ask. Ein Shimon Adin, you can't ask Kashas like that. But we have a Gzeira Shava. There's a Gzeira Shava. Heina heina zima zima. So we have a Gzeira Shava over here. So why does a Gzeira Shava teach us that? So Abaye says, Pashur, why it doesn't work. It's a drasha, imcha hi. And we learn from there, imcha, but not eim imay. Okay, very simple. Rava said, no. Rava Hautnish from the drasha. But Rava said, at the same time, if you sit down and you actually try to make it work, you see it's never going to be able to work. And Rava was toila his cheshbonis in the shaila and shas, whether doi mino, mino, or doi mino va'iki ba'asra. And number two, whether skila is more chomer or sreifa is more chomer. But along the same lines, the Gemara asks another kasha. We're not nearly done yet. L'man da'amar imahu kalasa asura afi kalasa asura. So using the same methodology that if there's a gzeira shava, heina heina zima zima, between a person's own arayas and a person's wife's arise, being his kreivim and his wife's kreivim. And that's the basis to ask the kasha, a person's own grandmother should be a real erva, not just a shnius l'arayis. Ask a fakir the kasha. One of the arayis in the Torah is kalosai. So kalosai is an erva d'arayis. It's also skilo. Kalosai is one of the arayis. A person is not asur, however, to his wife's daughter-in-law. It's his wife's daughter, that's bas ishtoi. His wife's granddaughter, whether it's bas bita or bas bina, all psukim in the Torah. But his wife's shnir, his wife's kala, his wife's daughter-in-law, that's something that's not us. Freik the Gemara, imahu kalasa asura. Why do we say that? Just like a person has an isser to his own daughter-in-law, afi kalasa asura. So it should be an isser to his wife's daughter-in-law as well. Amar Abayas, Abayas said the same simple teretz. Amar kra, eshes bincha hi, mishom eshes bincha atem mechai, v'atem mechai, mishom eshes bina. There's a miyat in the parish of kalasa, eshes bincha, v'loi eshes bina. Rav Amar, Rav takes us down the same roller coaster. Bein, l'man damat doi, mino, mino. Bein, l'man damat doi, mino, v'iki ba'asra. Lo yasio, it's not going to work. And again, all four variables. Doi, mino, mino, doi, mino, v'iki ba'asra. Sreifa chamur miskila, skila chamur misreifa. Rav speaks out. L'man damat doi, mino, mino. Quirt, l'man damat that holds doi, mino, mino. So what would you want? You want that your wife's daughter-in-law should be asr, just like your own daughter-in-law is asr. But if you hold umina, your wife's daughter-in-law is going to have the same oinish that your daughter-in-law has, which is skila. So mahu kalasa asura afinami kalasa asura umina mahu beskila afinami beskila. Sakti gemara lemanda maskila chamura koint manda mada set skila's more chamor ikala mifrach. You could ask malu hu shekain ima beskila toime behi she ima besreifa mecha teisa learn your wife's relative to your relative. Because you see that your relatives are more chomer than your wife's relatives. How do you see that? Because your own mother is skila, but your mother-in-law is sreifa. And if you hold skila chamura, that means that there's a chumra in your relatives over your wife's relatives. Memela, maybe that's why your daughter-in-law is aser, whereas your wife's daughter-in-law is not aser. V'oid, bita, bisreifa, v'kalasa, biskila. If you hold doi mino mina, so your wife's daughter-in-law is going to be skila. But your wife's daughter, that's one of the rais mentioned in the Mishnah, that's Reifa. So it's going to come out that her daughter-in-law is going to be more chama than her daughter. If your whole skila is more chama than Sreifa, her daughter-in-law is skila and her daughter is Sreifa. So bitmiya, bita b'sreifa v'kalasa b'skila. But the Gemara says, well, bitmiya, that's not a good kasha. Why not? Because the bita, a person's own daughter is Sreifa, v'kalasa b'skila, and his daughter-in-law is skila. So obviously, it's a good kasha. It's interesting. It's ironic. But it's the way it is. So you can't have a problem. You can't tell me I can't learn kalosoy of my wife because she's going to have to be skilo lemanda madoy mino mina and her daughter's only sreifa. Yeah, it's true. That same exact anomaly you have with his own kroivim. His daughter is mentioned in our Mishnah as one of the Elohim on his schafen and his kalosoy, that's a pasuk in the Torah, that we know is skilo. Elo, the chilik is different. Mahu leichilakta by ben ima lekalosoy. Just like by him, you want to learn it from his own kariv. By his kariv, there's no chil between his mother and his daughter-in-law. An interesting percha. His mother is skila. Right? A person's own mother, skila. A person's own daughter-in-law, skila. So when it comes to your wife's kramer, it should have to be the same way. And it's not going to be that way. Because your wife's mother, that's chamoisai, that's reifa. So your wife's daughter-in-law is going to have to be skila if you hold doin mina umina. So mimele, you can't make it work. That's if you hold skila chamura. So if you hold skila chamura, there's two perchas. Percha number one is how could you learn your wife's karev from your karev? Your craving, you find the concept of skila. By your wife's craving, you don't find skila. So you see, your craving is more chamura. Where do you find skila by your own craving? Imai. Your wife's mother is only sreifa. So you see that there's a chumrah craving. Kasha number one. Kasha number two, it could be dafka by your own karev, where imai is skila, it makes sense that kalasit should also be skila. Loichilakta. There's some reason why you want those two to be the same. But by your wife's craving, it's not going to be able to be that way, because her mother, we know, is not skila. Her mother is sreifa. That is chamoisa. You can't. The mandam is sreifa chamura. So the first kasha is not a good kasha. Because sreifa is more common than skila. You can't ask as a pircha that how am I going to learn from imoy? Imoy is the skila, and skila is more common than sreifa. That's all true if you hold skila is more common than sreifa. But if you hold sreifa is more common than skila, then that kasha is obviously not a kasha. But at the same time, the second kasha is a good kasha. What was the second kasha? That there's no chilik between imoy and kalosoy. When it comes to your own relatives, so too, there shouldn't be able to be a chilik between imoy and kalosoy when it comes to your wife's relatives, and that can't be true. Because imoy of your wife, which is your chamoisoy, is sreifa. And if you hold daimino mino, kalosoy is going to have to be skilo. So that's all if you hold daimino mino. If you hold daimino va'ikiba asra, so mahu kalosoy asura, afi kalosoy asura, va'ikiba asra. What do you want to have? You would say, if we're going to learn your wife's daughter-in-law from your own daughter-in-law, but what's the halacha going to be by va'iki ba'asra? the halach is going to be sreifa, because by your wife's relatives, it's always sreifa. Bitoi bas menah, imoi, emimoi, right? That's chamois and em chomov, that's always sreifa. Kida ashkechon, but says the Gemara, ma'u kolos, yes, of course, but the Gemara says it doesn't work. Why not? Because according to my number, that skill is more chomer ikul mifrach. Malu huja can't imo beskila. Toime bishu imo besreifa. Right, that was the kasha that we had before. You can't learn that period because mechatesi learn your wife's craving from your craving. You see your craving are more chomer. Again, the same reason from imoy and if skill is more chomer. Va'oid mahu chilakta boy ben bitoy lekalosoi. I feel tachleklo ben bitoy lekalosoi. Lumanda amen nami sreifa chamura. Mehai kosha loy nidoyim. The first kasha is not a kasha, but the second kasha is a kasha. The bottom line is, says the Gemara, again, either variable that you're going to work, it's not going to be, oh gosh, zok to Gemara, we're not done yet. So the Mishnah had discussed that there are 9 arayas for with the Sreifa. Really, if you look in the Torah, it only mentions it by one. We know the Bas Koyin, but in addition to the Bas Koyin, she's a Reish Sish. In terms of an Erva, a relative, the only one mentioned is Chamoisai. Stating that, the Mishnah said there's more than Chamoisai. Yesh Bechlal Isho Bito, Bito, Ubas Bito, Ubas Benoi, Ubas Ishtoi, Ubas Bito, Ubas Benoi, Chamoisai, Ve'em Chamoisai, Ve'em Chamov. Now the Gemara said, how do you know Bito, Ubas Bito, Ubas Benoi? So we learned it from Xerah Shavah from Bas Ishtoi, Bas Bito, Ubas Benoi. And Bas Ishtoi, Bas Bitoi, Bas Benoi, we learned Gzeres Shavah, Zima Zima, from the Parash of Arayas. Now that pasuk that the Gemara used to teach us that Bitoi is Aser was as follows. Ervas Bas Bincha, Oy Bas Bitcha Loi Sagala, Ervasan Ki Ervas Chahena. See what the pasuk says? Ervas Bas Bincha, we're just reading the pasuk. Shnayim Mikra Vechatargum. It's in Tzveit Amol now. Ervas Bas Bincha, Oy Bas Bitcha Loi Sagala, Ervasan Ki Ervas Chahena. Mishnah doesn't say Bitoi. It says, Ervas Bas Bincha, your son's daughter, or your daughter's daughter. It mentions your granddaughter's. It actually doesn't mention your daughter anymore. So, Frank, the Gemara, Bita Me'anu Sasa Minayin. Now, why Me'anu Sasa? Because if it's a Bita Me'ishtai, she's anyways also. She's Bas Ishtai. But Bita Me'anu Sasa is if a man had a daughter, not through his wife, that girl, the Bita Me'anu Sasa, how do you know that she's an Erva? And not an er, not just an erva, but there's a chi of sreifa. So Amar Abaya, Abaya said kavuchomer. It's a kavuchomer. Al bas bita yonush, al bita lekoshke. If bas bita is an erva, then bita should certainly be an erva. Fake the Gemara. Vichy yonchem and adin. I mean, this is yonchem and adin 101. How could you tell me bita is also from baspi? It's a great kavuchomer. I mean, sounds like checkmate to me. But at the same time, that's a rule. Ain't yonchem and adin. Zok to Gemara. Gilu mil sabalmu. No, it's not. This is not called a kavuchomer. Why not? Because we're not, Abaye wasn't saying that if the halacha is true for Bas Bitoi, then with the mid of Kal V'chayim must be true for Bitoi as well. The only reason Bas Bitoi is an erva is because she comes from Bitoi, that's an erva. So in the parsha of Bas Bitoi, linked the fact that Bitoi is an erva as well. Because if Bitoi wasn't an erva, there's no way Bas Bitoi would be an erva. You can't say, my daughter's not an erva, but my daughter's daughter is an erva. The only way my daughter's daughter is an erva is if my daughter's an erva, because she's one step removed. So you can't tell me that her mother is, it's not possible. So says Abaye, that's not a kal v'chaymer. This is a gila. Loshen Rashi. Ve'ein ze oynish min adin, da bas Bitoi mikurva de Bitoi hu da asya. The Heichidami Oynish Menadin sends a Lamda Shirashi that explains when you do say Oynish Menadin. But the bottom line is, says Abaya, this has nothing to do with Oynish Menadin. Rava said, Amali Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Avdimi, Asya Heina Heina, Asya Zima Zima. So Rava said, it's not a Kalvachimer. Kalvachimer you can have, but at the same time, there is a Gzereshava. Heina Heina Zima Zima, and Heina Heina Zima Zima tells me that Bitoi is going to be Osir, just like Bas Bitoi is going to be Osir. So, Tani Avud Rav Abin, a third Makar, the Vishle, the man who beat the man who's Osoi, Hutzruch Loimar, a completely new Makar. It says in the Torah, Ubas Ish Koyen Kisechel Liznois, Esovio Himichaleles, Be'esh Tisarev. So, that's the Pasuk that says that an Ishis Ish, that's a Bas Koyen, instead of getting Chenek, gets Refa. What about an Ishis Ish Naira Murasa, that's Mizana? Do we say instead of getting Skila, she gets Srefa? Or not? That's machlekes Rav Shimon l'chacham, right? Rav Shimon's whole makar that's Reifa's more chomer than skilos, because Rav Shimon held that a bas koyin always goes from whatever her misa was supposed to be to Sreifa, even if she was a Naira Murasa, instead of getting Skila, she gets Sreifa. Must be Sreifa is more common than Skila, because if Skila is more common than Sreifa, why would you downgrade her misa because of the fact that she's... But either way, it says in the Pasuk, Ubas Ishkoyen. And the Gemara's Medayek, why did it say Ubas Ishkoyen? What could have it said? Rashi says, the Havale Lemeimar Ubas Koyen. What's Ubas Ishkoyen? It's coming to teach me another halacha, that if a man is Mizana with his own daughter, Ubas Ish, a man was Mizana with his Ish, Kisechel Liznois, and so Vio Himechalelas Beish Tisarev, she's going to get Sreifa. So you want to know how you know Bita Me'anusasa? You know it from this pasuk, Ubas Ish Koyen. So the Gemara, Ima Bas Koyen, he besreifa, vein boil of a sreifa, af Bita Me'anusasa, he besreifa, vein boil of a sreifa. Going to this third Bakar, that we're learning it from Ubas Ish Koyen, Kisechel Liznois. Why don't we say that just like by a Bas Koyen, so the halach is that the only person that gets Sreifa is the Bas Kohen herself. But the Boil doesn't get Sreifa. Right? It's only the Bas Kohen. But the Boil, even though usually they get the same Misa, but over here the Boil doesn't get Sreifa. How do you know that? Because it says, Esovio, he Michaleles, and he is Memayat the Boil. So the Gemara's Kasha is that if you're going to tell me that this Pasuk is also the Makar to Bita Me'anu Sasoi, so maybe you say that only Bita Me'anu Sasoi gets Sreifa, but the father himself shouldn't get Sreifa. The same Esavia he Michaleles. That's Mayit the Boil in the literal taich of what the pasuk is talking about. In the case of a Bas Koyen Hzish, that's Mizana. He, she gets Reifa, but the Boil doesn't get Reifa. So say the same thing by Bita Me'anu Sasei. The Bas will get Reifa. He, but he himself is not going to get Reifa, right? Ima Bas Koyen, he bes Reifa, vein Boil, bes Reifa, ab Bita Me'anu Sasei, he bes Reifa, vein Boil, bes Reifa, Amr Abayas, Abayas said, Amakra, Esavia, he Mechalelas, Mishach Mechalelas, Esavia, Yotzazu, Shavia Mechalela. Only in the diuk of he is only where it's a via. She did something that caused her father chilul. Over here, the father was very much involved in what caused chilul. So the diuk of he is only in a zak case. That's the case of the basish kohen that was mazana with somebody else. But in the case where somebody was mazana with his own daughter, over there you don't have that. Rava, my Rava said a different test. Bishleim mahasam, bishleim over there afikto midin de bas kohen vaykim na midin de bas yisrael. Where a man is mazana with an ishes ish bas kohen. So the halach is, she gets Reifa, he doesn't get Reifa. What does he get? What does he get? We say, we treat him like a regular person that was Mazana with an Eishas Ish. A man that's Mazana with an Eishas Ish, if she's in a Suwa, the halach is Chenek, and if she's in Aramirasa, he's going to get Skila. So we're just going to leave him by his regular din. But Hacha over here, if you're going to tell me that the father who's Ba and Bitoy, there's a Diak in the Pasuk that says, don't treat her like Bitoy. Okay, so what do you want to treat her at? As a regular girl, as a Pnuya? And give him that misa. So the Gemara, hacha dina de ma mukmisla, dina de pnuya mukmisla. Pnuya is not aser. I mean, it's aser, but not an erva. There's no chiyah misa. So what misa exactly are you going to give him? So bishleima, someone that's boil a bas koyen eshesish. I know what to do with him. So there's a miyat that says don't give him sreifa. Okay, so what do you do with him? Instead of giving him sreifa, you're going to give him chenek. You'll treat him like a regular person that was boil and eshesish. But over here, if you're going to tell me that only bitoy gets reifa, but the boil bitoy doesn't get reifa, so what misa should we give him? Let's be practical, Rava said. Okay, I hear. Diak, Givaldik. What do we do with him? What do you want to treat him? So you want to say, let's make believe she wasn't a bitoy? If you're going to make believe she wasn't a bitoy, then she's a regular pnuya. A regular pnuya doesn't have a misa. Either way, Zokta Gemara, that's how you know three makairis that bita me'anusase was reifa. So the gzereshava that we had on the top of Ayin Heyom Adbeis was only for bas bita and bas bina. But bita itself, we didn't know. Zokta Gemara, either there is a gzereshava. Abaye said, this is a, we know mikal v'chaymer, and it's not a problem of ein einchem and adin. And then the Gemara brought a brisa, tani avu de rab abin. It's sort of from the pasuk ubasish koyin kisachel lizan. Zok the Gemara azara lebita me'menusasim inayin. So we just found the makar to the einish. What about the azara? Zok the Gemara say bishlam abaye v'rova bishlam abaye rova zayu good mehechad an afkelu einish me'asim an afkelu azara. The same kal v'chaymer gzeir shava that teaches me the einish that will teach me the azara. Elo tani avu de rab abin. My, what's the makar? Meaning his pasuk wasn't talking about bitay at all. It was just a limud, a riboy, that there's an oynish of sreifa. Basish, koyin, kisecha, liznois, and zaviyah, himechalas, beishisarif. All you have is oynish over there. The only thing the puzzle about sreifa. Kipshuta, it's talking about a bas koyin, that was eishisish, that was mazana. Tanya, avuah, the rabbi abin, was mechadish. It's also about bita mianu sasa. So you have an oinish for bita mianu sasa. But we know already from learning Sanhedrin, ein oinchin elim ke mazirin. So there has to be a pasuk somewhere that says that it's aser. Otherwise, he can't make this drasha. So where exactly does it say that there's an iser for a person to be mezana with his daughter? Zokti gemar am rabbi lo am akra al sechala les bitcholas noisa. It's a pasuk al techala les bitcholas noisa. And that pasuk zokti gemar is a makar to tell me al techala les bitcholas noisa. Don't be mezana with your daughter. Maskler vakiyov. Is that possible really coming to teach me that? Hi, me boy, look at the Tanya. I need to teach me something else. So the have a maybe you know what that pasuk is talking about? If you're a Kayin, you have a daughter, don't marry off to a Levi or a Yisrael. Because if you're gonna marry your daughter off to a Levi or a Yisrael, she's not gonna be able to eat truma and things. So maybe that's the chilul of the kahuna, that's what the pasuk is coming to say. So the that's not what it means. Yochal, kvot men. But certainly that's not what it means. Talmud loymer lehas noisa bechilul shebiznus hakasa medaber. Meaning bemoiser es pitoy shaloy l'shemishos. Don't give your daughter over to another man unless if you're marrying her off. It's one thing, but if you're not marrying her for znus, that's something you're not allowed to do. That's what the pasuk means. Al techalas bitchalas noisa. But it's talking about don't take your daughter and give her to somebody else. It's not talking about. Don't be mezana yourself. But Zakhti Gemara, no. Because imkei le makra al tochel. My al techala, why the two lamids? Shmami not tarti. So you see from there that it's coming to teach me two things. What are Abayev Rava going to do with it? Meaning, the Poshup Shad and the Pasig is don't give your daughter over with Liznos. But we just said that there's a lamid that teaches me an extra halacha. So Avud Rab Abin used that as the Azara for Bita Me'anu Sasai. But Abai Verava didn't need a Pasek to teach me the Azara for Bita Me'anu Sasai. Because Abai is Kalvachaymer and Rav is Gzereshava, which taught me Srefa by Bita Me'anu Sasai, is just as good of a card to teach me the Etzem Azara. Oy Bazoi, what are they going to do with the extra Lamed in that Pasek? Amar Mani Zeh HaMasi is Bita L'Zakin. It's coming to teach me something else. It's coming to teach me that a person should not marry his daughter off to a Zakin, to an older person. Kidit Tanya, and it's a Mavurish Abraisal. Why? What's wrong with marrying off your daughter to an older person? Because being that they're not going to be compatible, so she's going to end up being mezana. Rabbi Akiva said a similar derher. If a person allows his daughter not to get married to the point that she's already a bigeres, she's 12 and a half years or older, at that point she's going to have a taiva ready for znus, and it may bring liznus. So don't set up your daughter liznus. That's what the pasuk means. One pshat is don't marry her off to a zakin. She's not going to be happy. She'll end up being mezana. Another pshat is don't wait too late until you marry her off. It's interesting. There's a gemara b'sachtes psachim and arvi psachim. The gemara says bitcha bagra. If your daughter is a bageris, shachir abduchavatein law. You should even be meshachir evet kanani. And give it. Now, we always know that it's never posh to be meshachir evet kanani. Right? It's never a posh to zach. By the way, it hit me that I was talking to my father, Erev Yom Kippur. So he was telling me about reverence to some of the raid that he spoke out with Rabbi Eliezer, who was meshachir his evet. Loyla mem tavoidu. Why couldn't he make a goylem, say, fiyatzir, the chamtzvi, the chidas kasha, right? Some of that raid. So we were chazering over some of that raid. So it hit me. Rabbi Eliezer didn't have a minion, right? He was looking for a minion to the point where he was meshacher his eved, simply that he should have a minion. That was the chidas kasha. According to the Chacham Tzvi, who had a tzad, that a goylem can be mitzarif for a minion, we know Rabbi Eliezer was koichai gadol, right? We learned the Gemara together, and then the Perek Arba Mises, he was able to make with the kishuim and the things. It was the fantastic things that Rabbi Eliezer was able to do with tzirufei shemes. This is kishuf that the Gemara says is mutal lekatchilo, right? So some form of kishuf slash seifa yitzir, but the bottom line is, you see Rabbi Eliezer had this great cut, but I was Rabbi Lez didn't have a minion? I said, Rabbi Lez didn't have a minion? Sveltos a minion? Nobody. It sounds funny, right? But I think the pshat's poshut. That's mamash the Gemara that we learned at the end of the seventh paragraph. Rabbi Lez was a cherub. Rabbi Lez was shem. Nobody came to Rabbi Eliezer. It's Yitochin. That's why he didn't have a minion. It's unbelievable, right? But the bottom line is that it's never poshut to be meshachar and evet kanani. To be meshachar and evet kanani, right? Toysvis kasha that chatzi evet chatzi ben chayrin. Right, but the bottom line is you see how chomer it is. Bitcha bogra shachar abdecha v'teila. It's a chumrah. Shachar abdecha is nishkein poch tanaisa. There's a lot of sugis and shas that get involved with shachar abdecha. It's always a tremendous b'dievet to do it. So Tosfos says, if there's a big tzairich for it, then you do it. But you see what a tzairich is. But that's the bottom line. The bottom line is that that's what we're going to do with this pasuk. Omer Rav Kahana, Mishum Rabbi Akiva. In lecha ani b'Yisrael. There's no ani b'Yisrael. Elo rosha orum, v'hamasha bitay b'geres. So a Rasha Arum, a clever Rasha, and someone that's Masha Bita Begeres, he doesn't marry off his daughter right away, waits till she's a Begeres. Those are the two Aniye Yisrael. Frank the Gemara, Atma, Masha Bita Begeres, Lav Rasha Arum. First, it's very hard to just even read what exactly Rabbi Akiva meant. The Gemara will clarify it in a moment. But the Gemara asks another Kasha, Masha Bita Begeres, Lav Rasha Arum. Someone that's Masha Bita Begeres, Lechet that Rasha Arum. We just said it's not something you're supposed to do, and it sounds like you're doing it likatchila. Amar Abaya, Abaya said, "Hachi kamer izo oni rasha arum." What's an example of an oni? Says Rashi, "She b'shvil anius." His anius is going to make him become a rasha arum. It's going to lead to rishos, clever rishos, and mashabita begeres. What happens is this man is poor, hotnish kein geld nabach, and he needs help in the house. He can't afford a shifcha. So what he does is, he just doesn't marry off his daughter. So he leaves his daughter, doesn't listen to shidduchim, she's not dating yet, she's in the whatever, and like this, he has help in the house. So his anius caused him to do something very, very bad. You see that if you don't let your daughter get married when she really needs to get married, it's not such a posh thing. Zok to Gemara, v'amraf kahana mishum Rabbi Akiva, listen to this Gemara. Have yizor min hayoyatzeich lefi darkai. His takeaway from this was, they have to be very careful. If you ask somebody for advice, make sure that the person has your best interest in mind, and he doesn't have his own best interest in mind. What's the segue? How'd we get into this? So I saw the Margol Siyam, it brings from the Rimi Lunil, who said Pshat Azoy. He said the Pshat is that a girl, she wants to get married, so what she typically is going to ask her father. Is this a good shidduch? Is it not a good shidduch? Assuming that for sure, without a question, her father has her own best interest in mind. But you see, there's a father who's an Ani, who's a Rosh Arim, that maybe has his own agenda. May not have her best interest. That's the segue that you see we're talking over here about a Ani Rasha Arum. This is a man who doesn't want his daughter to get married. So subconscious, could be it's subconscious, but subconsciously he does not want his daughter to get married. And as a result, it could be that's why no shidduch is good enough for her father. It's because he has her own little agenda. So Zok the Gemara, Amar Rav Kahana, Mishum Rabbi Akiva. This is the same Rabbi Akiva. Havizor, right? The last member was also Rabbi Akiva. Havizor min ayoyatzeich lefidark. Just be careful when you ask people. Advice. Doesn't matter who it is you're asking, everybody has their own agenda. And you just have to make sure that the advice that you're getting is the right advice. Incidentally, just two ha'aras. Yaakov Emden has a little bit of an arichas here. But two interesting things. Number one, apparently the Minig Yisrael was once upon a time that older men would marry younger women. And he says, he asks, as a kasha tzorich here, and he says, it's like a minig. It's something that we always see. So if we always see, he makes different caveats and when it's also, when it's not also. Another thing he says is, Masha Bita, he has one word. He says, it's only when they're not asking for an adunya, and you just can't afford it. So if you can't afford to marry your daughter off, I mean, that's not your fault. Masha Bita means where it's not a question of money, which it often is, but it's not a question of money. It's just more of a shayla. You have some ulterior motive. That's when we say that al-techalas, bit-chalas, noisa is somehow included in that. Zok Digmar, from here to the end of that is a little bit lighter. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav, Amasya is bitul azokin. If somebody marries off his daughter to a zokin, the hamasya isha lebnei katan. Or if somebody marries off his young son, katan, the machzer aved legoy, all of Akosav Oymer Leman Tzveis Harava Esat Tzveya Lo Yoyva Hashem Tzvoyachle. Wow, very, very intense. Very chomer. So again, who is this pasuk referring to? Someone who marries his daughter off to a zake. That's why we just mentioned this. V'hamasi isha l'bnoi katan. Someone has a son that's a katan, he marries off his katan. V'hamachzer aveidu l'gay. Meisvei oivas ishtik agufay. If somebody loves his wife like he loves himself. V'hamachabda yoysim agufay. But when it comes to giving her covet, it's yoysim agufay. Zok Rashi, petachshit enon. Gives her jewelry. V'amadrich bonav v'vnoisav b'derech yeshara. Or if someone is madrich, his sons and his daughters, b'derech yeshara, v'amasiya samach l'pirkan, and he marries them off samach l'pirkan, all of Akasav Eimer, we've mentioned this Gemara in the Daf about 15 times, v'yodato ki sholem ayalecho v'akadetan avech v'leisechto. So what do you see from here? That it's okay to marry your son that's a katan off, right? The first price said, Laman Svoy Sarovas Atzveya, Lo Yoiva Hashem Sloyach Lo, is referring to a Masa Isha Lipnoi Katan. That means if you have a son that's a Katan, you're not allowed to get him married. And Dosh Deit Fakert. Samuch Lepirkan is something that's a very good thing. But then where it says Samuch Lepirkan Chani, could be there's a chibbut between a Katan and a Katanas. So what does Samuch Lepirkan mean? Rashi says Katan. Tosis also says Katan. There's no issues by Katan anyways. Tosis says Chanami, there's no issues, but it's not going to be considered a Bilus Dus. The Rambam says it's talking about someone that's 13 but doesn't have Shtei Sairis. So we've spoken about this many, many times. Tana Rabba, no. If somebody that loves his neighbors, that Makarivis Kroifov, if he's Makarivis Kroivim, Vanoises Basachoisa, if somebody that marries his sister's daughter, Vamalva Sevel, Laoni Bishas Toichko, and he sees an Oni and he needs money and he loans him money, all of Akasa Vaymer, Oz Tikre, Vashem Yan. Tana Rabba, incidentally, this is one of the Gemaras where the Nadi Yehuda proved that the Tzava, Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid, he had a lot of problems, spoke very sharply against the Tzava, because he said it's connected things that are mafurish in the Gemara. One of the things that Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid wrote in his Tzava is that the person should have married Bas HaChosa. Here the Gemara says it's a great thing, Oz Tikra Vashem Yenes. He said he must have written it up, Yeruach HaKodesh, for his own family, but it's not Torah, it's not something that's meant for everybody. Tanu Rabban on Oysoi the Eshan. So we return to our regular program, and that is the Parsha of the Arayas, specifically Chamoysoi. So again, we're learning Perik Hanisrafen, Elu Hein Hanisrafen. The first one mentioned is Chamoisai. So we have to read the pasuk again. Go through this clearly. The Isha Sheyikach Es Isha, the Es Ima, Zimahi, Ba'esh Yisrafu Oisoi Ve Esen, V'Leisia Zima B'Seichachem. So if you read the pasuk, what does the pasuk sound like? It's saying a man married a woman and her mother, Zimahi. So he married Chamoisai. He has a wife, and now he took his wife's mother. Be'esh Yisrafu Oisai, he's Chayiv Sreifa, the Erva of Chamoisai. The Esen, and they're also Chayiv Sreifa. Shaila's, why them? I understand why she, the Shvig, is Chayiv Sreifa. Because she was complicit in the B.S. Issa just like he was. But the Esen, just read the pasuk. It sounds like they're both going to be Chayiv. He's going to be Chayiv and, I mean, his wife is going to be Chayiv and his wife's mother is going to be Chayiv. The question is, why are they both Chayiv? Sok the Gemara, Oisai, the Esen. So Rabbi Shmuel said, no, you have to know how to read the word Esen. Esen doesn't mean both of them. Esen means one of them. So Oisai, he's Chayiv Sreifa. The Esen, not both of them, one of them. Rabbi Kiva Omer, Oisai Veshteh. No, it's really both of them. Both of them are going to be Chayiv. My Binah, Zok the Gemara, Rabbi Meshmoy, Starsh, and Ikebe Nah. Really, there's no machlokes in Allah. It's just a shaila of how exactly you're supposed to read the Pasuk. Rabbi Shmuel holds, Oisai Veshteh, Oisai Veshachas Mehen. Shekem Beloshin Yavani, Kern Lachas Hino. In Greek, Eshen means one. So the pasuk is using a word that has its etymology in Greek. But the point is, Oisai for Eshen means him and one of those two. There's no reason for both of them to be chayef. In terms of the Eim Chamoisai, Midrasha Asya. Rabbi Akiva Sava, Rabbi Akiva holds Oisai, we'll see what that means. Rabbi Akiva Sava, Oisai the Eshen, Oisai the Eshneim, the Eim Chamoisai Hachiksiva. What would be the Eshen? We mentioned this already in yesterday's up. Eshen would be Chamoisai. The Eim Chamoisai, right? So whoever was here Friday morning, we spoke about this Friday morning. Oisai the Esen. The Esen is Eim Chamoisai. Meaning, Rabbi Akiva, Alibid Abaya, is saying that if there's two people, two women that are going to be Chayiv Sreifa in this pasuk, the two women that are Chayiv Sreifa can't be his wife and his wife's mother. Because his wife is an Ishak Sheira. She didn't do anything wrong. It's the Shviga that did something wrong. But she herself did nothing wrong. So if there's two women that are Chayiv Sreifa, who are the two women? It must be the pasuk's talking about two Biyoy Sasuras. Chamoisai and Eim Chamoisai. And if that's the case, Eim Chamoisai is Mefurish in the Mishnah. Eim Chamoisai would be Mefurish in the Pasuk. Whereas Rabbi Shmuel says that no, the Kasha Fank Nishlan. I agree there's no reason for the wife to be Chayiv. I agree Eim Chamoisai is an Erva, but Eim Chamoisai is not Mefurish in the Pasuk. What does Eshen then mean? It doesn't mean both of them, it means one of them. She can't be Yevani, Kairun La'achas Hino. But it's only Mashmoy Starsh and Ikebenah. There's no Machloikis, said Abai, between Rabbi Kim and Rabbi Shmuel. I mean, it's, at first glance, it sounds like they're arguing about something. Does Eshen mean one of them, or does Eshen mean two of them, or both of them? Sounds like there's some halachic nafkamina. Zaktabai, no, there's actually no nafkamina at all. It's just a shayla mashmoy's darshan. It's a shayla exactly how you're supposed to touch the pasuk. Zakta Gemara, Rava, my Rava said, Chamoisa la chamisa gimina. No, there is a machloike. So Chamoisa says, the Chamoisa la chamisa. Rabbi Shmo, what's the shayla? Chamoisa la chamisa. Somebody got married, his wife died, and then afterwards he wants to marry Chamoisa. So, Achoyse shtoy la chamisa, we know, is mutter. That's Yevamos 101. But what about chamoisa la chamisa? Rabbi Shmuel saw the chamoisa la chamisa b'sreifa. Rabbi Shmuel holds the chamoisa la chamisa is b'sreifa. Rabbi Akiva saw. Rabbi Akiva holds isura ba'alma. It's not going to be sreifa. So that's who the shtey. What's the shayla? Achas mehen or shteyem? Achas mehem, meaning, are you only going to be chayiv if both of them are alive? Or you be chayiv for chamois even if your wife is not alive? Rabbi Shmuel holds chamois et lachamis is the same sreifa. And eshen means one of them. So even if only one of them is alive, meaning your wife died, still there's going to be nesa chamois. Rabbi Akiva said, no, that if your wife dies, you're not going to be chayiv sreifa. All it is going to be is going to be a surah ba'alma. So what does it mean? It means then, it means shteyim, because you need shteyim. You need your wife to be alive in order to have the erva of chamois. Either way, so we just finished Yom Kippur's daf. I was thinking, you know, at first glance, so Yom Kippur's daf, it's not very much in Yonah D'Yoma. But then I realized, terrible mistake. It's very much in Yonah D'Yoma. Because what was the Kriyas HaTorah by Mincha? The Kriyas HaTorah by Mincha was Arayas. I'll tell you something very interesting. The Makar that you read the Parash of Arayas by Mincha Yom Kippur is Megillah Daf Lamed Aleph Amen Aleph. Ube Mincha Koyrim by Arayas. If you look at Rashi says, why Arayas? Right? Why? Why is that the Kriya? Shemisha Yesha Averis Biyadai, because if somebody has Averis, Yifresh Mehen. Lufisha Arayas Averu Mitsuya, Shenavshe Shalada Mechamdasan Umisambasan, Vietri Taikvai. So Rashi says, you know why you read the Parash of Arayas? Because on Yom Kippur, it's all about doing tshuva, it's about saying Vido, it's about clapping Al Khayt. So we read a whole declaration, Barabim, the Parash of Arayas, because Arayas is something that people are nichsholin. Navshin Shalada Mechamdasan Umisambasan. So that's why there's a special chizik of Arayas. Everyone should do tshuva on the chet of Arayas. Tosfos says two different pshatim. One pshat Tosfos says is because the women used to come adorned in jewelry and nice clothing. We had to warn the people in shul not to look in the ladies section. That's what Tosfos says. Ubemedrash yesh shelakach koyrim ba'arayas lefisha Yisrael oisin remez laKadosh Baruch Hu. But the Medrash says a different pshat because the yidden that turning to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and they're telling Hashem as follows: Kashem shehizir oisam shloy legalis ervah. Hashem, it's so important the Torah not to be megala erva. It's so important not to expose a person. Kach loy tegala erva sam b'avoynoy sam. So you're going to expose us now? But the satan by the bezin shalmaila. So being ma'or, this idea of being mechasa, so that Hashem will be mechasa our erva. Hashem will be mechasa our chatoim as well. But I saw Rabbi Yaakov Emden in his Agoyis Yav, it's right here, Megillah Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph. He asks a bomb kasha on Rashi. He says, Rashi, I don't understand. We read the parash of Arayas. We read parashas Achrimos. Right? We read the parash of Arayas. Why? Because Arayas is so matzu, he says, Rashi. Nafshin shalodim chamdasin mesavasa. We learned the Gemara. Daf samach tal Amud Aleph. The Gemara says they killed the Yetzar of Avodazar. And after they killed the Yetzar of Avodazar, they had so much success. They said, let's try to kill that Yetzar of Arayas. The Gemara says, 3 days later, they couldn't find an egg, bas yoima, for a chayla, so they realized that this is not going to work. So they had to do something. So what do? So the Gemara says, kachlinu le'ene, they knocked out the eyes of the Yetzar of Arayas, whatever exactly that means, and it worked, v'ahani, it was mevatel the Yetzar of Arayas. So Frek, Rabbi Yaakov Emden, how could Rashi say, fishback, that the Yetzar of Arayas is mitzuya, nafshu shalad mechamdasin nesavasin, it's not mitzuya, it's not nesavasin nesavasin. Says Rabbi Yaakov Emden, a gevaldig gechiddush, says Rabbi Yaakov Emden, it could be, elo sheyesh loymar, delo yahani elo lekrivisei, dahainu imoy, v'achoyse, mamash terezda. That there's a chilek between your kriven and your wife's kriven. I'm stolda. Your kriven, says Rabbi Yaakov Emden, and a chenami. That's what the Gemara in Sanhedrin Samech Tal Lamed Aleph, and the Gemara in Yuma Samech Tes Lamed Beis, where the Gemara says that they were vatal the Yetzar of Arayas. That's what it's referring to. Utechavasai mishum kur v'didei, obavakati ikka ishas ish, chamoisai, v'kalosai, amazing. He quotes the people that followed Shabbosai Tzvi, Kiyodur, Rabbi Yaakov Emden's father, Chacham Tzvi, and his Zeda, they were from the Grace of Loichamim Keneged Shabbosai Tzvi. So for Yaakov Emden, it was personal on a whole other level. But the bottom line is, Mudach Lever Shachas. So he says, unfortunately, that Arayas has made a little bit of a, it's something that people are busy with. But Al Kopadim, that's what he says. That must be Pshat and Rashi. I'll tell you just one other aura that popped into my head, and that is, we're learning now, Kavu Chaymers and Gzeir Shavas. So Avada, just Kedai to mention the Hilig Ibn Yisasker, who says that we know that the Torah is Nidrish, but Yud Gimel Midrash. Whenever you have these types of dafin, so it's all, Daimino, that the Yud Gimel Midrash, Atar Nidreshes Behem, they correlate to the Yud Gimel Midos. They correlate to the Yud Gimel Midos Shel Rachamim. And he says, but it's not just Ba'ifin Kloli. If you go in the Seder of the Yud Gimel Midos Shatayin Adreshes Vahem, each one goes connected the Seder of the Yud Gimel Midos Shel Rachamim. And he works, of course, with the Seder of the Arizal, the Tanoi Debi Huda already brought Raya's in his Joshua Satzlach is the right one. That what's the first one? Kale. And what's the first of the Yud Gimel Midos Shatayin Adreshes Vahem? That's Kal V'Chomer. And says the Hilig of Neyasascha that Kale is the Midah of Refuah. Ono Kale no Refuah no La. The second of the Yud Gimel Midos is Rachum. Kale Rachum. Rachum is the Midah of Kapara. V'hu Rachum. V'hu Rachum Yechaper Ovo. And that's the Kapara. And that goes connected to the second of the Yud Gimel Midos Shatayin Adreshes Behem, which is Gzeres Shavos. Either way, we had a daf that talks about Kal V'Chomer, Zeir Shava, it's connected the Midas of Kale and Rachum. Yom Kippur is the day of the Yud Gimel Midas Shorachamim. Either way, we should all be Zeichet to Refuahs and Kaparas.